This episode is about answering the two most important questions of your life. It is not an attack on Joel Osteen, Oprah, or anyone like them. In fact, they themselves are unknowingly being used by forces beyond their willingness to comprehend. The prophet Isaiah said, "These people are like children who lie and refuse to obey. They refuse to listen to the Lord's teachings. They tell the seers, 'Don't see any more visions.' They say to the prophets, 'Don't tell us the truth.' Say things that will make us feel good. See only good things for us." Now, according to Joel Osteen and Oprah and others like them, not only can you live your best life, you can live it now, in abundance, thereby becoming a better version of yourself through positive thought, affirmations, and somehow connecting to the universe. First, let me acknowledge that living your best life now or becoming a better version of yourself sounds nice and is very appealing until you realize that it will never happen, at least not in the way that really matters. Now, I'm not saying that you can't have this all-fulfilling, self-actualizing, abundant life, but at what cost? Jesus said this, "What profit is there if you gain the whole world and lose eternal life? What can be compared with the value of eternal life?" You see, if you're trying to live your best life or become a better version of yourself, I commend you. I do. But until you are ready to come face to face with the two most important questions that everyone who's ever existed has had to answer, all you're going to do is exist. You see, people run from these two questions their entire lives because they are consumed with existing, thinking that this will give them meaning or that will fulfill them, just filling the emptiness with what they believe, what they think gives them meaning and purpose. So, what are these two life-altering questions? Think meaning and purpose, and now I'll explain. Meaning has to do with what you are intended for or your significance, the "why am I here" question. And purpose has to do with the reason for which you were created or why you exist. It's the "what am I supposed to do" question. Ralph Waldo Emerson said that the purpose of life is not to be happy. It is to be useful, to be honorable, to be compassionate, to have it make some difference that you have lived and lived well. So again, until you answer the "why am I here" and "what am I supposed to do" questions, you're not going to live your best life. You're not even going to become a better version of yourself. At best, all you're going to do is live a life filled with a false sense of meaning and purpose. Now, if you want your life to have real meaning and deep purpose, then you have to stop living for yourself. You have to live for something greater than yourself. So if you truly want to live your best life or even have a chance at becoming the best version of yourself, you have to lose yourself. Here's what Jesus had to say about this. He said, "If you try to hang on to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake, you will save it." Now, everyone knows that you can have the biggest house, largest boat, amass more wealth, but for what? What good is it if you become a best-selling author, double platinum recording artist, or Olympic gold medalist, if at the end of the day, you're completely empty inside and morally bankrupt? Who cares if at the end of the day, when you look in the mirror, you find that your why had nothing to do with serving, but was instead all about being served by feeding your ego, acquiring and amassing so you can feel that deep void inside that desires connection and truly giving of yourself to something greater than yourself? In other words, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his soul? As Jesus said, "Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many, paying the price to set them free from the penalty of sin." So now let's talk about the how. How do you discover your true meaning and purpose? How do you answer the questions, why am I here and what am I supposed to do? Let's start with, why are you here? Now, of course, I can't answer that question for you, but I can tell you that it's the same for everyone, even though it will look differently for everyone. Now, the reason why you are here is to glorify God. And how you do that is up to you. But here are three simple guideposts. 1, fear God. 2, obey Him. And 3, love others as yourself. Now, how do you do this? First, you must have great reverence and awe for Him, because we are talking about Almighty God here, creator and sustainer of everything. And when you do this, you will naturally want to obey Him with things like putting Him first, not worshiping or idolizing material things or people, not misusing His name, honoring your mother and father, not taking another life, keeping out of relationships that violate marriage, not stealing or lying, or desperately wanting what other people have. And finally, in obeying Him, you will gain a genuine love for others as much as you love yourself. So let's move on to the what am I supposed to do question. And it is similar to the why am I here question in that it will look very different for everyone, because we are all uniquely gifted to where no one is alike. And just like every part of the body needs the other to be whole, we need each other, even though we are different. However, the goal, the mission is the same for everyone. And are you ready for your mission? Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to prepare for eternity by accepting Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you or anyone you should lead to the Lord become disillusioned by getting caught up in this world in the pursuit of pleasure, wealth, or fame, remember, if wicked people turn away from all their sins and begin to obey my decrees and do what is just and right, they will surely live and not die. All their past sins will be forgotten, and they will live because of the righteous things they have done. That's Ezekiel 18, 21 through 22. And this session is over. Now, thank you for listening. Just so you know, there is a video up on YouTube that matches this podcast in video. Please give it a look. It's the Michael Lawson Speaks YouTube channel. Thanks for listening. Goodbye now.